7. Avant-garde. Walt Whitman was no conservative. His daring innovations in poetry placed him in the avant-garde of 19th century writers. Bas-relief. The ancient Greek Parthenon is famed for its beautiful sculpture in bas-relief. Baton. A downbeat is the downward stroke of the conductor's baton, denoting the principally accented note of a measure. Chef d'oeuvre. Many connoisseurs regard Hamlet as Shakespeare's chef d'oeuvre. Denouement. In the denouement of Great Expectations, we learn that Pip's secret benefactor is the runaway convict whom Pip had once helped. Encore. In appreciation of the enthusiastic applause, the vocalist sang an encore. Genre. The literary genre to which Poe contributed most is the short story. Musicale. At last night's musicale in my cousin's house, we were entertained by a string quartet. Palette. After a few canvas strokes, the artist reapplies his brush to his palette for more paint. Repertoire. The guitarist apologized for not being able to play the requested number, explaining that it was not in his repertoire. Vignette. James Joyce's Dubliners offers some unforgettable vignettes of life in Dublin at the turn of the century. Group 8. A la carte. If you order an a la carte dinner, you select whatever you wish from the bill of fare, paying only for the dishes ordered. Apéritif. Select a non-alcoholic appetizer, such as tomato juice, if you do not care for an apéritif. Bonbon. For St. Valentine's Day, Mother received a heart-shaped box of delicious bonbons. Cuisine. Around the corner is a restaurant specializing in French cuisine. Demitasse. Aunt Dorothy always takes cream with her coffee. She is not fond of demitasse. Entree. We had a choice of the following entrees: roast beef, fried chicken, or baked mackerel. Filet. Because they contain no bones or excess fat, fillets are more expensive than ordinary cuts of meat. Hors d'oeuvres. Mother will need olives, celery, and anchovies for her hors d'oeuvres. Pièce de résistance. If you eat too much of the introductory dishes, you will have little appetite for the pièce de résistance. Table d'hôte. If you order a table d'hôte dinner, you pay the price fixed for the entire dinner, even if you do not have some of the dishes. Group 9. Bouffon. School corridors and stairways would have to be widened considerably if all girls were to wear bouffant skirts. Chemise. Though more comfortable than most other dresses, the chemise has often been ridiculed for its shapelessness. Coiffure. Sally's attractive new coiffure was arranged for her by my sister's hairstylist. Corsage. At the Christmas season, ladies often adorn their coats with a holly corsage. Cravat. My cousin sent me a light blue shirt and a navy blue cravat. Flamboyant. To add a touch of bright color to her outfit, Jane wore a flamboyant scarf. Toupee. The actor's baldness was cleverly concealed by a very natural-looking toupee. Vogue. Women's fashions change rapidly. What is in style today may be out of vogue tomorrow. Group 10. Avoirdupois. Dieters constantly check their avoirdupois. Bagatelle. Pay attention to important matters. Don't waste time on bagatelles. Coup de grace. A sergeant unholstered his pistol and ran forward to give the coup de grace. Facade. The patient's cheerful smile was just a facade. Actually, she was suffering from ennui. Fête. Retiring employees are often fêted at a special dinner. Foyer. Let's meet in the foyer of the Bijou Theater. Milieu. David found it much easier to make friends in his new milieu. Parasol. In summer, when you stroll on the boardwalk in the noonday sun, it is advisable to take along a parasol. Par excellence. Charles Dickens was a raconteur par excellence. Pince-nez. Since they are held in place by a spring that pinches the nose, pince-nez may not be as comfortable as ordinary eyeglasses. Raison d'être. Abe is very fond of golf. He feels it is his chief raison d'être. Rendezvous. We agreed to meet after the test at the corner ice cream parlor, our usual rendezvous. Silhouette. I knew that Dad was coming to let me in because I recognized his silhouette behind the curtain door. Sobriquet. Andrew Jackson was known by the sobriquet Old Hickory. Souvenir. To most graduates, the senior yearbook is a treasured souvenir of high school days. Tour de force. George's 60-yard touchdown run was an admirable tour de force that won the game for us. Vis-a-vis. At the banquet table, I had the good fortune to sit vis-a-vis an old school chum. Unit 7. Group 1. Basso. Baritone. Tenor. Alto. Contralto. Mezzo-soprano. Soprano. Coloratura. Falsetto. Group 2. Grave. Largo. Adagio. Lento. Andante. Moderato. Allegro. Vivace. Presto. Prestissimo. Group 3. Crescendo. Decrescendo. Dolce. Forte. Fortissimo. Pianissimo. Piano. Sforzando. Group 4. A cappella. Arpeggio. Legato. Pizzicato. Staccato. Tremolo. Vibrato. Group 5. Aria. Bravura. Cantata. Concerto. Duet. Finale. Intermezzo. Libretto. Opera. Oratorio. Scherzo. Solo. Sonata. Trio. Group 6. Cameo. Campanile. Canto. Chiaroscuro. Cupola. Fresco. Intaglio. Majolica. Mezzanine. Mezzotint. Patina. Portico. Rotunda. Stucco. Tempera. Terracotta. Torso. Group 7. Cognoscente. Dilettante. Maestro. Virtuoso. Group 8. Dolce far niente. Fiasco. Imbroglio. Incognito. Vendetta. Group 9. Antipasto. Chianti. Gusto. Pizza. Group 10. Gondola. Grotto. Piazza. Portfolio. Salvo. Sottovoce. Unit 8. Group 1. Aficionado. Caballero. Conquistador. Desperado. Duena. Gaucho. Grandee. Hidalgo. Junta. Junto. Matador. Mestizo. Peon. Picador. Picaro. Renegade. Señor. Señora. Señorita. Toreador. Torero. Vaquero. Group 2. Adobe. Bolero. Bonanza. Bravado. Cabana. Castanets. Fiesta. Flotilla. Hacienda. Incomunicado. Nantilla. Olio. Peccadillo. Pancho. Pueblo. Siesta. Tortilla. Group 3. Arroyo. Bronco. Burro. Canyon. Indigo. Mañana. Mesa. Mustang. Pampas. Sierra.
Thank you. 听力课堂欢迎你，
听力课堂欢迎你，
听盘点儿看。